Reg Willis, Rail 7.
When you were in the Duke of Wellington, you would, one officer would come in.
Oh, yeah.
And say.
And we had to go out and scrub decks. That was the spare cooks.
Tell me a little bit more about the life of a cook in the Navy in a destroyer, say, about the working conditions and about the hours and about the accommodation that you talked about before.
If I stood up and stretched my arms out straight, which I can't do quite now, and that, I'd touch one side and there'd be perhaps a couple of feet from the other end of the hand, which was the width of a destroyer in those days. That's the beam. Right. I was sent aboard a destroyer called the Thorn. Of course, the ladders are straight up and down there. You go down through this, the hatchway, which is round, and you could shut yourself in. As I went down, I'd go down facing the ladder, which was the proper way to go down. On my right was a bench where I had to sleep. I couldn't sling my hammock up. Underneath was a couple of cupboards with any old thing in. One of them was a locker, and the other was perhaps a couple of pots, something like that. And that was the cupboard I'm telling you about. Now, next to that, coming this way, was the galley. It stood about that high. It was about that wide, about that long, and had one oven with a little fire. Well, in that, I had to cook for 70 men. No, 75 men. Next to that was the lamp trimmer's shelf, where he used to clean his lamps, fit in new candles, no electricity then, no gas, and that took up a bit of space, but yeah, it was about four or five shelves up and down, about that wide. Next to that was the electricity generator. Yes, oh yes, there was electricity, but not for lights. For the ship. Now that was going day and night. And there was a stoker there in charge of it, to look after it. Next to that was another part of the lamp trimmer's business. Along this side were two water tanks. Coming along this way towards the ladder, on this side, you know, that's facing the galley, was the engineer store, which was underneath the deck that you were standing on. This one was the electrician's store, which I used to have to stand on at times, or else cut my leg over somewhere. And then I could get on the ladder and go up on deck. That's where I had to do my cooking. And it don't matter where I put my foot, I had to be careful, otherwise you'd go down some blasted hole. And when we were at sea, and it was, you know, when it was like that, or up and down, you had to hang on for dear life. I used to have a little thing for hot water, for making tea in it. It was about that long, about that wide, and it was about that deep, which used to hold enough water to make tea for all hands. Well, when that was full up and I was getting it on the way for boiling for tea, and the weather was rough, you know, you used to get a lot of hot water. You can imagine, can't you? Right. If I had pots on there as well, I'd hang on to the damn things, otherwise be it on the deck and there'd be no dinner left or something like that. And they used to give you what they called... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you used to get so much a day extra for hard money. I think, what was it? I don't know. I think it was threepence a day extra money. Hard laying money. That's it, hard laying money. Threepence a day. That was 1 1/9 a week. My God, it was worth 1 1/9 too. You get on one of them. And then we went from that one. Our skipper we had, he was a useless article. He rammed the Britannia at Dartmouth. His father was a corn merchant in Plymouth. And he was called Percival Pitts. But we used to call him Pig Eddie Percival Pitts. He went his way, which he was entitled to do, and look where it used to end us, ramming the Britannia, coming out of Dartmouth Harbour.
As cook in a ship like that, would you have any help?
No. None at all.
So how did you organise your day for working in a place like that? What hours and how did you set it up? And
well,
what was your arrangement?
I'd get up in the morning.
What time?
Anything between 5:30 and 6:30. And I always knew that I had a can of hot water on there because the quartermaster on deck used to put it on for me, see, and light me fire. Well, that used to save me that bit. But from then on, I had to plan. I had to get myself clean and such like. Then get the fire underway and get the oven nice and hot and everything for when the dinners were brought down. When they were brought down, they used to go in the oven and stay there until they were cooked. Then after that, clean up the galley, scrub out the floor every day in my life. I had to. And... get ready, stoke the fire up, and then and get the tea water on. Well, after that, I used to perhaps do something I wanted to do for myself. And that I used to sit down and do a lot of silk work. And then boats. You couldn't go far. You could only go up the ladder and stand on the upper deck. Because where could you go? With a deck about 12 to 14 feet wide. Maybe a little more. Oh, yes, you...
And you didn't cook... anything after dinner time?
Oh, no.
It was only
no.
Tea you made.
Just make it their tea ready. If a sailor came along, he was, chef, would you do so and so for me? Yes, all right. And sometimes I'd get a couple of three suppers to cook. Well, I didn't mind doing it. And then generally at the end of the month, I'd get a few bob come along for that particular man or men or whatever they were. And, well, that was a bit extra for me. And I didn't mind doing it. I had nothing else to do in particular. Well, then I used to get the cannon again for warfare at night for their supper. And, of course, their supper was what they made themselves. Or what they had there. I was cook and caterer of one ship, what was it, 11. And at the time, I used to come ashore, and of course I was near my own home then. I used to come ashore and go to a butter shop in Commercial called the Maple. And at that time they were selling, if you bought a pound of butter, they'd give you £2 for the price of one. Well, that's where I used to go and get me butter and store it away somewhere where it was very, very cool. But of course, it would never go off because that wouldn't last very long. And I'd get £12 or more than that sometimes. Yeah. Well, then, of course, then, after a time, it was... you all knew what time you had to be in your hammock, which was 10 o'clock. If you had any lights down there, which was no need to use, you put them out. And that... Yet you were laying there, and there was this engine going all the time, driving the dynamo. You got so used to that, didn't you?
And how did you do about your own food yourself? What would you eat and who would you mess with?
I'd go down to forage with the seamen. Whatever they had, I had some of it.
You were in their mess? You were in the seamen's mess?
Yeah, I was in the seamen's mess.
And would they get better fare because you were...
No. No different. I was in one. I was the caterer of the mess. Well, I didn't give them any better than myself or anything. I just made out the menu and that for all of us.
And one way of making money was, as you say, to do the odd meal for the man who had bought it himself.
Oh yes,
but you,
I'd never ask him for it.
No.
Oh no, I used. I couldn't say to him, "Well, you can cook it if you want to." I said, "I'm not fussy." He'd say, "Oh, well, all right. See you at the end of the month." Right. That was all. That was enough. See you at the end of the month. And I used to see him at the end, perhaps 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 bob, whichever the case may be.
And you talked earlier about the way that you could make more money by making bread in ships where they didn't have a bread maker or a baker.
Yeah, with permission from the captain, of course. Cobs, they used to call them. That was a little round cob. Yeah.
And you could sell... There was always a market for them, was there, if you made them?
Oh, yes. If a man in a ship... I'm only just guessing. If he made 50, he would have none left. Or if he made 100, he'd have none left. This is all according if he could make so many to keep up with the demand. Or is it supply and demand?
And if the, you know, in ships where there was no bread maker. It was biscuits otherwise. That was the alternative.
Yeah, the only time you got bread, if you happened to be in port, or anywhere, any other port, say Dartmouth, or Queenstown, or any of them places, the caterer of the mess could get permission to go on shore buy bread. But you couldn't always, in every place you went, you couldn't always go ashore and get bread for the simple reason, if you went ashore, you wouldn't get any. Who's there was down there? so you had to put up with this kid.
And you put up with them because there was no facilities on board to cook bread,
or
the ship wasn't prepared to do it, unless the cook did.
Not in a destroyer. Because any other ship, a big ship, of course you would see that you had the facilities. You get them yourself. If you got the captain's permission, that meant to say, if he gave you permission, you could get a dough bin made. You can always manage these things going around this way, like to it. And mixing your bread up in a wooden dough bin, of course, a wooden dough bin. That is the thing to. You don't want anything. You can't do it in anything else.